I hate to break it to you, but you're an undercover boss. WSBC, you're listening to the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. Welcome back for another week of fun and shenanigans. My name is Patty Houlihan. Joining me as always is my co-host and brother, Bill Houlihan, and our childhood pal and best friend, Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Hi.
You're an undercover boss.
Yeah, what's that, man?
I wouldn't do good on this show.
No?
No, because there's always the guy who's like slacking, and they're like, he's like, I don't know how to approach him. I got to fire him, I think.
Yeah.
Or they'd be like, this job's terrible. We don't want to work here.
I would be the guy, though, probably, that would be like...
Whoever owns this company is a jerk.
I'd be like, let me tell you about some things that we need to fix in the infrastructure.
I would maybe be a part of that.
I'd be that guy, and in the end, he'd be like, you know...
I'd be like...
Some
like
of Bill's ideas were a bit outlandish, and then other ones were great.
Like, he'd have that really, like, deep talk with me at the end, like, you need to decide if you want to be a part of this company.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I don't. I'd throw the chair against the wall.
But you're the guy who they forgive at the end, where they're like... Well,
here's $8,000.
No, not even. They're like, we realize you're a good valued employee. We're going to take you and your wife out to a Los Angeles Rams game. We're going to buy you dinner.
And then we're going to send you to anger management.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows?
Why the Los Angeles Rams?
Because that happened tonight.
Yes, it did. Were you watching?
I caught that one little bit.
And the guy was like, thanks, man.
That's all right. Yeah, he didn't seem too pissed.
Well, the other chick got a car.
The other chick got like 40 grand.
Didn't the Rams like finish in last place this year?
Yeah, they're
too
terrible. No one cares about our
listeners out there, we're referring to the show Undercover Boss. I'm not sure. It's on a national network.
Pretty clever.
It's a reality
idea.
Show where the boss shows up and dresses up in disguise.
I believe it's on CBS.
Very big corporate bosses.
Yeah.
And then they go and surprise the lower level employees.
I enjoy the show, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know,
and that's why I want to get to this.
They basically spy on their employees.
I started crying sitting with Mikey, my 2-year-old next to me.
Yeah. Tonight?
Yeah. And he was like, and he was sitting on the couch.
He laughed right in your face.
No, he was looking at my phone at like some you know, kid opening a present, like YouTube video. But I was watching it kind of and zoned out and. This guy's kind-heartedness, this boss, this guy they call boss.
Who, Coffee Bean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, he was a boss. But I didn't get his name. He was, you know.
Just the boss.
You're talking about the same episode with Rams?
Yeah, he owned a tea company, right? Like a tea, like a fast food, like, you know, Starbucks for tea.
Yes.
Anyway, he gave her a car, and for some odd reason, a tear welted up my eye and fell down my face.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm a good person at the heart, you know?
Crying at undercover boss.
That's what they want, right?
Wow. Yep, they got you.
But it occurred to me.
Did your wife witness this?
No, I couldn't do that in front of my wife. It was just a moment of like.
It was a moment between you and the television.
And your son, Mike. You turn to him and be like, someday you'll understand.
No, I said, I think this is the spirit of Jesus. He's in the room and he wanted me to see this tonight. Uh-huh. And he wanted me to cry about it, to think about how hard it is and be all thankful.
Right, sure.
And I was, you know. I said, well, things aren't that bad. I got Mikey
here
watching
the other
show cars on the YouTube there. And
I thought about the other 4,000.
Kind-hearted bosses.
4,000 employees that didn't get anything.
Right. They don't. What if the show was like, they should call it Kind-Hearted Boss or something like that. Because
they should call it Your Lucky Day.
Yeah.
Because everyone's getting something. Except the guy who's getting reprimanded.
I'd love to actually see if they have actual footage of, you know, like, what if they had, like, a lunchroom of, like, all the employees at a company watching the episode, like, the big reveal. And then when it finds out, like, the guy gives her a car, everyone's like, no. Like, throwing stuff.
Absolutely.
Like, this is ridiculous.
They're like, this guy's giving Sandy a car.
I guarantee you, those people, they go back to work and people are like, I hate you.
Right.
Yeah, that would be kind of tough.
Yeah, it would be tough, but
You know what? It's not all roses. So
they always do the follow-up, you know, 6 months later.
He's doing great.
Joe still likes making coffee, and the new comforter and sheets we provided him with are still
got
half
him.
Clean.
Yeah, the car works.
Right. Yeah. He still makes it to work every day. I thought about how do you become the boss? You know, like the boss has probably got a PR firm that's like, we got to get you an undercover boss for culture and spirit around here, you know? Uh-huh. So they're all vying to apply to be an undercover boss,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Beautiful thing for the TV station and producers of that show. It's not like they have to go hunting very hard, I don't think.
Right.
Everybody's like, yeah, I want to check that out. I want to be a part of that. It's uh-huh. good PR, good commercial.
Yeah.
I did wonder why a very famous corporate figure in the United States, I wondered uh-huh. if he'd ever be invited.
Yeah.
And we've referred to him quite frequently on the show.
Uh-huh.
But what if Lawrence Flint was on Undercover Boss?
Oh, my, here we go.
You're out of your mind.
That'd be great.
You know?
Larry Flint?
Yeah, he's got, because America's...
The founder of Hustler magazine?
That's correct.
Okay.
We're so progressive these days that, you know, the parents would be like, this is Mr. Flint. He owns an adult bookstore.
And he's playing like a teenager, like, hey, what's going down?
He's like, no. He plays like a janitor, like a creepy bookstore janitor, right?
And, I just graduated from Ohio State.
Yeah, exactly. Like... Please don't
What
touch.
Do you think of Mr. Flint?
Right. Please take your fingers off. No fingerprints on the DVD cases, please. You know?
And
the,
oh, man.
And the boss is watching whoever the guy is. Is that? Can you imagine Lawrence Flint watching one of his employees? Like,
why are you calling him Lawrence?
Well,
just to give him the proper respect?
he deserves a lot of respect.
If he was on ABC television, they would call him Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
Sounds like a great comedy sketch.
Trying to humanize Flint here. We got to get him on Undercover Boss. Lawrence. That's what his agent says. Lawrence.
Lawrence Flint.
Do you want to be on Mark Gordon produced Undercover Boss?
He might be president soon.
You know, and Lawrence Undercover Boss. Yeah, sure.
I bet you Flint's president within the next 10 years.
Maybe this though, and I didn't. You know, this is we didn't even think about this. Flint is in a wheelchair.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So anytime he would go into disguise as Undercover Boss. A guy working at the Hustler store knows a little bit about the industry, you know?
Right.
He would notice right away. He'd go, hey, you're Larry Flint, you know? No, I'm not. I'm a new janitor here. I'm not Larry Flint. I don't know.
You're losing it, and you're losing your mind. Slowly, man. You're losing your mind.
What kind of awards does Flint give the employees at the end?
I don't know. Maybe we should stop talking about a person who's a smut peddler on our show. That might be kind of step one.
Billy. Joel Osteen over here. No, I think it's ingenious.
Yeah, it's a great, like a flipperoo on the old concept.
Speaking of the bizarre, I can't wait to watch this thing on Friday.
What?
This inauguration. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'll be at work.
We're going to have Toby Keith kicking out tunes.
Loving it. It's like a Monday Night Football episode. All my rowdy senators are here on Monday night.
On Friday afternoon. Night.
Right, Friday afternoon.
Yeah. Friday morning, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. It's going to be, it's history.
It is history. That's 100% true.
Yeah. You know?
It is.
And to prepare yourself for history on television, got to have a full stomach of McCann's Irish oatmeal.
You're going to need it on Friday for sure. Yeah.
You're going to need it, you know, and also
it's
anytime.
Like 12 hours of TV.
Sometimes when you're really wrapped up in an Undercover Boss episode, you got to have
You got to reach for the oatmeal.
Yeah, oatmeal is what keeps your mind right. Keeps some ideas flowing.
Do you think if you had eaten the oatmeal, you wouldn't have cried?
I think it would have been enlightened even higher by the oatmeal.
I wouldn't, you know,
Jesus gave me oatmeal, he's giving me tears, he's giving me...
Would have been too much? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't watch that show anymore.
Yeah. I gotta be done with it. God bless the Undercover Boss producers this holiday
it's
season.
It's making you weak.
Yeah.
You gotta be strong in Trump's America.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? You haven't performed in weeks, you wussy. And then you say, I'm sorry, boss. I've been watching too much Undercover Boss.
Do you think you'd mind?
He'd go,
a boss-themed show.
Your new job, then, is to get us on Undercover Boss. Now hit those phone lines, JoJo.
I wouldn't want to be on that show.
You wouldn't?
No. Not as a boss or anybody else.
Yeah. Well, you want to be a boss?
They should have a show called Terrible Employee and follow him around all day.
You want to be a boss at your McCann's
really
Irish Oatmeal. All right?
Yeah.
This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. More shenanigans after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, Enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
And we are back.
Yeah.
This is the Hooli's Hooli. Welcome back. We were talking about Undercover Boss, the television program, because we talk about very topical things on the program here. That show
Politics,
came out about 8 years ago.
Undercover Boss, yep.
Yeah. Other news in Chicago, Bill.
Yeah.
Tim The Rock Reigns is a
Hall of Famer,
baseball
man.
Player.
The Rock. Heck of a career. I'm glad he's in.
Yeah, me too.
As a Sox fan. I mean, I doubt he goes in as a member of the White Sox, though.
What do you think he'll go in?
Montreal Expo? Probably.
Look at that.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
It's very twinsy of you.
Yeah. I mean, did Andre Dawson, he went as an Expo, didn't he?
Don't know. Don't care.
Usually you go in with the team that drafted you. And if you played or had your glory years with that team that drafted you,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's who most of these players go in with as far as their hat.
Yeah.
Agree.
But... Rock Reigns, come on. I remember those 92, 91, 90 White Sox teams, I think.
93 even.
I think, was it 91 to 93 maybe?
They were good those years.
Yeah, they went to the playoffs, and he was a very integral part of that. So congratulations, Rock Reigns.
Yep.
Baseball Hall of Famer.
He got in on his last chance to get in.
Yeah. Smith missed it by like 5 votes.
Yeah.
He'll get in, though.
What about Pete Rose? He didn't get in?
No, he didn't.
I don't know.
Who was that?
It was Pete Rose.
Lee Smith is probably, you know, like.
What about Pete Rose?
He might be off to the ballot now. He might have to get written. He might have to get voted in by the. What is it? There's a certain committee. Is it the players?
Baseball writers?
No, it's the players committee later.
Wait, Lee Smith,
the closer.
He's not in.
No,
he missed it. Huh. And so did I. Don't know. I was it. Vladimir Guerrero. I think he missed it too. He'll get in.
I'm going to go there soon.
It's the Veterans Committee. Thank you, Mike. Yes, they are the ones who will vote in after the sports writers. But the Veterans Committee, the list is so big, the chances of getting in are very, you know, slim to none sometimes.
I'm going to go to the Hall of Fame soon.
Went there. Time. Great. Cooperstown, New York.
Fantastic.
It really is. The Otisaga Hotel. Have you ever been to the Otisaga Hotel?
I've stayed there.
It is absolutely breathtaking.
I mean, I think I'm going to drive
there. If you're a kid growing up a baseball fan and you get the opportunity to go to Cooperstown with
for
your
Hall
father,
of Fame, for Hall of Fame weekend,
it's a lifelong memory you'll never forget.
Yeah, it truly is.
I did it with my dad, and it was awesome. And I did it with my cousins, my Uncle Pete. I mean, everybody. We were all up there. What a blast.
Every American should go there.
Yeah. Now that I'm old enough to drink, I hear it gets even, you know, just being down in like those hotel rooms when the players are there. Like, if you go down there on like induction weekend, it's wild.
Right.
There's just so much stuff going on.
I'd like to
do that. We wanted to go down a couple years ago. We were trying to plan a trip when, I think it's when the Big Hurt got in, and so did Sandberg. I think Sandberg and the Big Hurt got in at the same time. And we were like, come on, as Chicago guys, fine. You're going down there as a Cub fan. I'm going down there as a Sox fan, but let's check this out. We didn't make it because we were so unorganized, but. There'll be a chance to go down there again.
We should go down for Rock Rains. We'll get a bus. We'll get hammered the whole way down. We'll stay at the Otisaga Hotel.
It's actually not that bad of a drive.
Get arrested.
A lot of beautiful country up there in upstate New York.
Fly back. Drive down on a bus. Stay at the Otisaga. Fly back.
Take a hot air balloon.
Take the train. You can take the train. The train.
The trip that now just gets more and more elaborate.
Yeah.
We're renting a DeLorean. We're driving.
You should do that. You only live once.
To the
you
Hall
know?
Of Fame in a DeLorean.
I wonder how much it would cost. Now you got me thinking.
We're all going to wear Marty McFly orange vests.
Probably break down. Those weren't the greatest cars in the world.
Uh-huh. So if you get a chance, take your kids to the Hall of Fame. It's a great experience.
National pastime.
What else is going on, man?
It's the national pastime.
You think Trump's going to go? He's going to sit like front row at baseball games like Al Capone, Trump, like. Someone bring me a hot dog.
Hey, a lot of things in the press about this guy.
Cancel his check.
Speaking of sports, did you guys watch last?
Stop payment on that.
Did you watch last Sunday when Antonio Brown of the Steelers, they won their playoff game against Kansas City?
I did watch it.
And he goes in the locker room apparently, and he starts doing a Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
And,
as we did last week, we experimented with that a bit
during the live, recording or whatever, you can hear the head coach Mike Tomlin scream about, you know, who the heck is that? And if I catch any of you guys on this Facebook or anything like this social media, sure enough, he gets caught.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big press conference yesterday and they were going to reprimand him. Has it gotten?
They're
going to
reprimand who? Tomlin or the other guy?
Oh, the player. Tomlin's like, it's not tolerated with on my team. I mean, he was excited about the win, and I realized where Antonio Brown was coming from, but it's not going to be tolerated, and he'll be fined for it. I got to respect Mike Tomlin's decision for that because, you know, would you be able to do that? And I mean, obviously, we're doing it because we're here on a radio show, all right? What if I was in a sales meeting and was like, I'm going Facebook Live on you?
Well, obviously.
You know?
Well, here's why. I'll tell you why.
Could you imagine that?
I'll tell you why. Because every player considers himself in the NFL their own brand.
Oh, right? No, sure.
So at that point, it truly is. It's a selfish league, all right? Like, there's plenty of guys out there. And that's just Major League Sports in general. Like, the
professional sports.
Yeah, the team environment of it is blowing by the wayside because it's just overplayed balloon heads who are running around, you know, taking pictures of themselves all day.
But would you do it personally, or do you think it's, or are you like, yeah, if I was in that position, I might do the same thing?
I think it's how media and culture have evolved and intersected, and it's just infiltrated the sports community, and we've made these sports guys gods, all right?
Yeah.
So when they make it to
the
pros.
How about this? Celebrate with your teammates. Put the phone down. Relax for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd be old school. I'd be cracking a beer at my locker.
You know, we say that,
like
but you say that, but guys go home after work with their wives and sit at the dinner table, and they go right to their phone. You know, it doesn't matter what facet of
it's like smoking,
right?
It's an addictive thing.
I'm addicted to my cell phone. I could write that.
You could.
I just did write it.
It's written.
First couple bars.
It's
I'm
done.
Addicted to my cell
it's already
phone.
Done.
Now, when you go to family parties, is everybody on their phone?
Yeah. I got a lot of teenagers in my family.
I know. We got over to like my parents' house this year for Christmas. My dad goes, no cell phones. Put them over there.
You can't enforce that.
No, he didn't enforce it that much, but he was like, have some respect. Don't come over to my house.
Don't
come over to my house.
You're dealing with bratty kids then.
I took my phone away. You know what, though? If that's going to be like a new concept at like really high-end restaurants. Sir, please put your cell phone in the bucket when you enter the restaurant.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And people will be like, what?
We're
going to hold your cell phone while
you're
at dinner.
Put your cell phone in the bucket.
Oh, my God. Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs is the Mater D.
Put the cell phone in the basket.
Oh, yeah, basket. I said bucket.
Basket.
Bucket. Bucket's better. Put your cell phone in the bucket.
I wonder if it'll ever change, though. Will you always have this stupid thing in your hand?
No, you're going to have it in your head. People are going to have surgeries that have things like in their eyelids, you know? Terminator style.
No, Total Recall.
Half your head will be
right?
a robot.
It's Total Recall where the guy's like.
Did you hear that Jim got half his head's a robot now?
Lucky dude.
He's still working down at Ace, though.
You know,
hey, he got promoted and they put the robot in his head. So lucky. Can't wait for mine. Yep. About 5 years.
Yep. Him and Linda just moved to Downers Grove.
They're both robot heads. Yeah. Luckiest people I ever met.
Motorola did it, I think.
Yeah. As outpatient.
Hey, I heard that ComEd's got the AT&T robots, though, but this company's got their Motorola ones.
That's what it's headed towards.
Right. What brand of robot you got up in you?
I see you got half a robot head. What is that? Is that a Sony? That thing's nice. Oh, it's a Samsung.
Right.
But love then there's Samsung.
I heard Samsung makes you laugh harder.
I love that all the people with robot hats are from the South.
Southern robot heads living in the Chicago suburbs.
I want to thank all you Southern robot heads who got me in here.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's a new movie right there. Southern Robot
Head.
That's
a series. That's like 10 years of episodes.
It could be a great cartoon, too.
Southern Robot Head.
I mean, we got to sit down and write stuff.
My father's in the Writers Guild of America. He created Southern Robot Head. Your dad's a rule.
Could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen.
It has happened.
We're heading towards that. That's funny that you bring that up. Well, that even evolved towards that because these are good ideas.
These are great ideas.
Hey, you know what's kind of cool?
You guys got a lot of good ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was getting at.
You should form a company.
We do. We have
like
one.
What's it called? Like a brainstorming company.
Yeah, ideas.
You have no
Inc.
product except your thoughts.
It's the greatest thing. There's guys who do that, you know.
Yeah,
but they usually work for Southern Robot Head companies.
They work for.
Do they have uniforms though?
Huh?
You're gonna have to wear the uniform if
there's. Oh yeah, course. Definitely part of the mantra of our new company.
What do you call this company?
Ideas Incorporated.
Obviously.
The idea behind Ideas Incorporated is really this. Bill and I.
We sell you your ideas.
Bill and I have a lot of ideas, right?
Always.
Got a great idea for a startup.
Ideas.
Right.
Sure.
Thinking about starting a field goal post company.
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah.
Scrap metal in business with China is good right now, and football is big. This is Giant. Smash mouth money I'm talking. We could be selling this on Pee Wee Diamonds all over the world. You mean Fields, sir? Yes.
Yeah.
But the Pee-wee gist Diamond. Of it is that Bill and I had a meeting with a business meeting recently.
Sure.
Where we met with this person because...
I feel like you're always meeting and pitching people.
We are.
Or in sales.
Yeah. But we met with this guy because I discovered him because he had an idea that was rather similar to an idea that Bill and I were working.
Correct.
He's starting a company, so we went to go learn a little bit about the company. You know?
Right.
And what I thought...
You should have introduced yourself as, I'm Bill, this is Pat, and we are Ideas Incorporated.
Well, that's like...
And then high five and sit down.
Like a Shark Tank episode? Right.
Like an 80s... Business.
I'm Jimmy, and this is my wife, Missy, and we live in Kentucky.
And these are backpacks for babies.
Right, exactly, right?
Yeah, go away.
These are man wipes. Dude wipes.
Dude wipes.
Someone's doing that, isn't it?
Yeah, they're in Chicago. They're great.
This stupid country.
I think it's a brilliant idea. But anyway, I thought that what would this guy's reaction be if we had, you know, like if you were just sort of ignorant as Ideas Inc., right? And you're like... I read about you on the LinkedIn, and I see that we connected like 8 months ago, and you had a very giddy status and some news about your company. You have money now. I wanted to invite you here to lunch today because
which you're
Bill
paying
and I
for
have yeah. which you're
which you've agreed to pay for.
Because Bill and I have a great idea to start a company that makes all gold Notre Dame hats.
Solid 24 karat.
Solid carat gold Notre Dame hats.
Each one's $9,000.
And the guy's going to, you know, it's like, that's great. I'm in the scrap metal business. Well, we're going to need some of that metal for these hats, Joe.
Yeah.
This is just turned into Jack Lemmon from Glengarry Glen Ross right there.
That's okay.
Yeah. And that's, but the meeting went great. But those are the sort of things that run through my brain during meetings like that.
Yeah,
like,
you want to say something crazy.
What is the flip side of this? Right. You want to say something crazy.
Always.
Pardon me. Do you mind if I say something crazy?
I think about that all the time. Like when a cop pulls me over, what if I just like spit right in his
face? Excuse me. I'm about to say something crazy.
No, you can't. Well, that's, oh, man.
I mean, you think of like what would happen. You think about how terrifying it would be.
To see what the response is.
And you're thankful that you don't have to do that.
Yeah. Well, you've seen the reasons why you don't do that.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Of course, you
silly
bonkerhead.
Well, I'm excited for your new company, Ideas Incorporated. I think you guys should go full blast, infomercials, everything.
I mean, we've already been doing it for
We're the Houlihan Brothers, and together, we're Ideas Incorporated. Spow!
Yeah, and then, you know, sell pans. New titanium frying pans.
I mean, I already got Billy's toys. I'm doing wiffle ball bats with holes in them.
That's right. Well, you know what?
They cut the air far faster.
I have breaking news.
Hmm.
There's been a merger.
Of what?
Billy's toys and Ideas Incorporated have merged.
Ideas Inc. Got Billy's toys in a very monster acquisition recently.
Cost them zero. The lowest acquisition of all time.
They're a toy company. They've got a real nice content division where they're making films and radio. And
wiffle ball bats with holes in them.
Golden Notre Dame hats.
Golden Notre Dame baseball hats and wiffle ball bats.
Piggy banks. Wasn't I working on a prototype for a piggy bank?
Clear piggy banks. You can see your cash.
Yeah. I've been telling my wife that for years. Where's the money? I'm working on a prototype for a piggy bank. It's just not there yet.
The money's tied up.
I'm sorry, dear.
It's tied up in patents.
Don't worry about the college for the kids. I'm still working on that prototype piggy bank.
I'm off the patent court.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what? This is Trump's America, so crazy ideas will work.
Any of you have great ideas, call me. Or try to call me and let somebody know.
Call the White House.
Right. Hi, I'm your president. If you have a great idea, I'd like you to call this number. We have a nice secretary here named Reggie who will take your message and relay it back to maybe somebody who cares.
Somebody will find it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. We were talking before the show that Trump was considering hiring Reginald Val Johnson as the Secretary of Defense, and that
was his first thought.
So he's a Chicago police officer.
This is a rough and tumble Chicago cop kind of guy. America's favorite police dad, ladies and gentlemen, Reginald Val Johnson, known as some of you may mistake him. Some of you Southern robot heads will remember him as Carl Winslow.
Yeah, all around good guy.
Real good guy.
He's going to be introduced at the inauguration.
Wait, is he doing it?
No, this is
he's not going to take it.
No, this is fantasy.
Yeah, fantasy.
He should get
fun fantasy though.
He's like maybe Mike Singletary. I saw a poster once that said Secretary of Defense and had Singletary on it.
That's right. Singletary did do Bears posters.
Do you think that people? Now, I just thought about this. Have you ever been in a work situation or a place that you've visited?
I'm an independent contractor.
Well, just maybe say a place that you've visited so much where you've built relationships with all these people around you, whether it be a restaurant, a store, anything like that, or a little league coaches or whatever. Where you've sat down with your
always
friends.
Hanging out with the little league.
You lost me at little league coach.
Well, wait, where you sat down with your friends?
You know, you got these
and you tried to cast the movie of who would play who in your life. You're like, all right, who's playing who? You ever do that?
Who plays your friends in the movie?
Yeah, or like who's?
I've
like,
never done that.
It's a riot. You should sit down and do it one night. I mean, you'd be pounding the table. You'd be laughing so hard.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. I do it here and there with random people. Like, wow, he reminds me of James Caan.
Yeah,
know?
And it's like the guy who's cleaning my gutters.
You look like Jimmy Caan, you know that?
I get that all the time.
You gonna be done in an hour?
Talking about last week how our loyal listener Mikey Fair listens to the show. So like if you were to write a movie about Opportunity Knox, would Keitel play him?
He's a little old to play Fair at this age, but that might work.
Throw a Blackhawks head on him. Be all right.
Mike Fair and the Opportunity
Knox. Who would play
Knox.
You? Who would play you two scoundrels?
See, we have to explain what Opportunity Knox is to our listeners now.
Sure, it's a charitable organization that helps out
developmentally disabled children.
That's right.
That's right. They're always teenagers. Opening doors. They had their chili cook-off last Sunday at Fitzgerald.
That's always a blast. I won that. I won
That's
that
right.
once.
You did win that.
You know what my secret ingredient was?
Mm.
Love.
Yeah, of course.
And chorizo.
I think Brian Heppner was the winner this year. Congrats to Brian Heppner. He won it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Really?
But I saw that. We had the Duffy's Christmas party that night.
Yes.
And I was pretty tired from the night before at work, so I didn't get a chance to make it over there. I felt bad.
Overwork yourself, Billy.
I know. Right? But I'm usually there every year. But I'm so glad that the community still rallies.
We should have a chili cook-off.
Just the three of us?
Yeah, four. Our engineer Mike is involved as well. Yeah,
the Hooli's Hooli chili cook-off could be done.
Right.
We can invite people to join.
Yeah.
Come and have a chili. Sit on the floor.
Oh, by the way, I'm starting to get some.
Come have a chili. Sit on the floor.
I'm starting to get some requests that maybe in the next couple few weeks, we do a remote show.
Mm.
In Alaska.
So I'm kind of let my. Right. I'm going to give my radio listening audience a little
yours
preview.
Or ours.
Sometimes I think they'd rather listen to me than you guys, but no offense. Joking.
When they're drunk.
Yeah. But yeah, we're probably going to do some sort of a remote show before St. Patrick's Day. Just one.
I think that's
an
interesting
idea. I can hear
the
bagpipes now.
Mm-hmm.
Pipes, the tenors, the jokes, the laughs. You know.
Michael Flatley.
He'll be there.
Serving root beer.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. The show just went off the rails. Hey, we're going to be doing a remote show. Some bar in Chicago. Michael Flatley's going to be serving root beer.
Dancing away.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
For the kids.
Yeah. It's upon us, though. The St. Patrick's Day Queen contest just happened.
It did.
Yeah. It did? It's over?
Yeah, they had it last Sunday. I don't know the name of the
Why are they having it in
though.
January?
Because they got to get this thing
they
prepped.
They always do.
Have it in March.
So a lot of people always say, you know, that's the...
Have it March 1st.
Once you have the Queen contest...
The Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade Queen contest.
It's St. Patrick's Day season?
It's kicked off. We're in it.
That's not true.
I beg to differ.
The St. Patrick's Day
people on my block
season.
Got their Christmas lights on.
I know.
Now they're gonna have to put shamrocks.
But people have their Christmas tree lights on at the end of September. Too.
Well, no, they have
some
the
people
here's,
who
here's,
really
here's the thing.
Giddy.
A lot of people,
dedicated people.
Here's
Forget
the thing. A lot of people
Halloween.
Will say the Queen contest down at Plumbers Hall in Chicago for the downtown parade. They say that after that's done, the parade season I guess kicks off, right? And a lot of people say no, you got to wait like two more weeks until the corned beef and cabbage dinner. And that's when you can officially kick it off.
Right.
Either way, it's been kicked off.
People have been kicking it off since June.
Yeah.
Yeah, halfway to St. Patrick's Day. There's so much marketing around St. Patrick's Day now.
It's big business. Irish Absolutely. People are big business.
We're already talking about it in the liquor industry.
Yep. Got
to start prepping for St.
Patrick's
Day.
Speaking of big business and Irish people, Dana White, the UFC president and founder, has offered Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather each $25 million American to fight each other in a big cage.
$25 million each?
Yes. Plus, they get to split the
pay-per-view.
No
brainer.
It's not going to happen.
It's not enough, right?
Floyd Mayweather wants $100 for himself.
He wants $100 million for himself?
Isn't that pathetic?
Because I think because he knows that McGregor would beat him.
That's correct.
Maybe.
And he's got an untarnished record. He's
undefeated. Did you see the gentleman right. that did you
wants
see that
to remain that way?
Nate Diaz, the guy who defeated Conor McGregor in their first fight. Also, he just applied for a boxing license in Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. So did McGregor recently.
Yeah. So could I if I wanted to.
So I don't know.
Do you
what
think
that
could be a trend where like some of these UFC guys move over to boxing and now they're in both sports? Could be interesting.
I don't know. I think that they feel. I think
like if there was like, what if Mayweather held a belt as a boxer and then held a belt as a UFC guy?
They constantly need a new challenge.
Once I think what it is that they're.
It's like Jordan playing baseball.
Yeah, maybe.
I think gotta switch it up.
They see the potential for the McGregor the McGregor Mayweather fight, but I could see Mayweather saying someone like to a promoter.
Mayweather did that as kind of like. I mean, McGregor did that as kind of like a.
Or maybe I could see Mayweather
publicity stunt.
I could see Mayweather also saying to the UFC saying. Yeah, I mean, I might do your fight down the road, but I want to see what kind of gate you're going to get if you just have Diaz and McGregor fight
According
each other
to
as,
people,
as a boxing
I
match.
I think Pete Rose has a better chance of getting in the Hall of Fame than these guys fighting.
I think so, too, probably. It'd be fun to watch.
Then Pete Rose should fight Mayweather.
That would be great.
Rose versus Mayweather.
He gets to use a bat, though.
He gets to use...
Hit King!
Ladies and gentlemen, entering the ring, Charlie Hustle.
Yeah.
Pete Rose jumps up in the ring. Thank you.
He's wearing Adidas pants and a t-shirt.
He's got a giant pinky ring on.
Thank you. Anyone want an autograph? $8.
That's the name of the movie, $8. The story of Pete Rose's cage match with Floyd Mayweather.
On Showtime.
Right.
30 for 30's $8.
Starring Tom Sizemore.
As Pete Rose.
For a second time. Because Sizemore played Rose in the movie, an ESPN original
film
called
Gooding
The Hustle.
Jr. is Mayweather.
Great film.
Yeah. Cuba Gooding Jr. is Mayweather. Cuba Jr.
You sound like a Southern robot.
They don't do those 30 for 30. Remember Brian Dennehy played Bobby Knight?
Brian Dennehy is one of the finest actors who's ever lived.
I do. Remember him in Gladiator, starring Cuba Gooding Jr.
Him
again?
Yes,
in Chicago. Yeah.
Top of the head, Tommy Riley. Hardest part of the body.
What a disturbing character that was.
Great movie, Gladiator. Great, like, sort of low budge.
Is that the kid who was in
Ozzie Davis?
Right? Ozzie Davis.
The kid who was in A Few Good Men.
John Hurd. Yeah. The JoJo Flat Top.
Yeah, his name was Private Dawson and Downey. He was one.
In the movie Gladiator, his name is Tommy Riley.
Well, yeah.
And
the movie was awful.
Dennehy.
And then who's
Robert Loggia as Packy? Is like Dennehy's lackey who runs the underground boxing.
Who's the other guy now? Who's the guy that's on Chicago PD?
John Cena.
John Cena is also in this film.
Every 14-year-old should see that movie.
Right.
Boy Angle.
I mean, it'll get you pumped up.
You pumped up.
What was the song at the end of Gladiator? So you want to be free.
Please don't ever sing that again.
Isn't that what it is, though?
It might be. Maybe we'll tease the audience.
We've got to pull that. We're going to play that tonight.
Bill in the research department will pull that one up for you.
Yeah.
Song from Gladiator.
Hey, if you want, I'll keep listening to the show. That might have that song from Gladiator, the movie, later on.
The one with Russell Crowe.
Yeah, the Brian
the
Dennehy
one from
Robert,
1990.
The Robert Loggia, Brian Dennehy vehicle.
It was like a ripoff of Rocky V.
Right. But do you remember
Rocky
Dennehy
Five.
Fights at the end of the movie?
Of
right?
course he does.
Because Cuba Gooding Jr. is like his boxer that loses. And
in a wrestling singlet.
Yeah, he's wearing like a King Kong Bundy black wrestling singlet. And at one point, he backhands Cuba Gooding Jr. so hard that he goes flying like 40 feet out of the ring. Like, he just leaves Earth, you know, like,
Earth.
I'm going to hit you so hard, you're going to leave Earth, you.
Can you not say Earth?
Earth.
Oh. Like, my wife can't say certain words.
Yes.
Like, she can't say wolf.
Really?
Yeah, she says wolf.
And then I saw a big wolf.
A big wolf came running right at me. Scariest day of my life as a Southern robot so far.
So far as a robot, Southern, that was the scariest day of my life.
That wolf came at me.
Super Bowl boys.
Coming up shortly.
2 weeks away, man.
Who's playing? Tom Brady won already.
I told you guys already that I've liked the Packers, I think, a few weeks ago. I'm sticking with the Packers.
Me too.
Brady.
You're taking Brady? You know I love Tom Brady, though. I might
How
have
about
to
these guys?
If it's all my Boston
if it's,
people.
If it's the Patriots versus Green Bay, I'm rooting for Brady.
You got to root for.
Of course I
you got to root for the Patriots.
Did you see these guys in New York that placed this bet on the Pack? I think it was after they lost their last game.
Last year?
This year they put $300 on it and let it ride every week. And this week it's up to a $27,000 jackpot if they win again. So it's been a $300 bet every I don't know how if it was like. I don't know what the odds. They bet against the odds, obviously.
Sure. Sounds fishy.
So they're up to 27 grand. I think
sure
it was a 10
are.
To 1 or something like that that the Pack would
I hope
play
they lose
out,
it all.
You know.
I hope they lose every dime.
I don't know, man. I mean, but they asked the guys. I saw this on a news outlet the other morning. They asked the guys that were placing this bet, you're going to continue to let it ride? You're not going to collect? They're like, no, it's more fun and letting it ride, you know? And then the news anchor, after they were done, was like, must be nice to. Just have that kind of money if you just win 27 grand and be like, it's all about the thrill of it, even though we lose. It's like, yeah, but it's 27K here,
they
buddy.
Probably got ideas coming out of every which
way. Eventually, when Ideas Incorporated gets rolling, I'll be able to
I heard when they win,
like
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, when they win their final payout, they're going to invest in Ideas Incorporated.
Aaron Rodgers told me if they run the table, he's going to leave State Farm and become...
He's going to leave the NFL.
He's not going to do discount double check. He's going to come up with a new idea for us at Ideas Incorporated.
I'll tell you what, that pass that kid had,
yeah,
that little kid Aaron Rodgers,
That little Aaron Rodgers can throw.
He hit that final pass, you know, where he winged it
that
to the guy.
That was pretty amazing,
and
yeah.
And he stayed in bounds, and then they kicked the field goal twice, and they won it.
Mm-hmm.
That pass was probably one of the best passes you'll ever see. It was like like he threw a baseball from 50 yards.
But the catch, too. Yeah, I mean, for the guy to drag his feet 30, and stay in bounds, yards. It was awesome, too. I mean, Jared Cook caught that ball.
Great catch, but the throw, my friends.
It's hardcore.
Hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
You want to be a hardcore individual, eat McCann's Irish oatmeal. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Hooli's Hooli will return.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400. Are at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
We are back. Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM, WSBC. You can also find the show underneath Freak Crack, C-R-A-I-C, on iTunes.
Yeah.
Underneath your bed.
Mm-hmm. Clay, has anybody told you that they listen to this program?
No.
Never.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Do they?
Yeah. Cousins.
You have cousins listening? And relatives?
Yeah.
They must think that our ideas are out of this world.
Uh-huh.
You know the Irish community is very thick.
Listen, I'm kind of big in radio. All my cousins listen. Okay. You know how many cousins I have?
I have over 16 million cousins.
Yeah.
I got 46 cousins who tune in every week. All right?
No, that say they do.
Let's get back to what I was trying to talk about.
Okay.
An ad per episode is $25.
Right.
Yeah, right.
But that is the reality of how I pitch this show, you know.
You have to.
I had somebody asked me the other day, "What is that show about?" I said, "You should become a sponsor and advertise."
Uh huh.
And you should, if you're out there listening.
Absolutely.
And you want to advertise on the Hooli's Hooli, drop us a line. We'll make that happen.
Yeah.
We'll work out an arrangement.
That's right.
And we will talk about your brand to the angst of the earth.
We'll talk about your wildest dreams.
To the inks of the earth.
The inks of the earth.
You guys, I don't want to swear. How's everyone's health these days? I know a couple episodes.
Oh, yeah. Did you go to the doctor?
Not yet.
When's
not
your
yet,
doc appointment? What, are you nervous?
No, but I had my first episode of heartburn where it was like...
Ever? I think this is heartburn.
Not ever, but...
Is this this heartburn everyone's been screaming about?
It's hot in my chest.
But I had it to
what
a point.
What is this? Lava chest?
Where I like kept waking up in the middle of the night, chugging milk, chugging Pepto.
Milk doesn't help it.
Finally, then following morning, I got up and I was like, this is awful. Okay, I went to a Walgreens. I spent $40 on antacid stuff. I got Pepsi. I got...
And?
It's gone. I haven't had a problem since, but...
Now, let's go back up a little bit. What did you have to eat before you got the heartburn?
All right, this is what I ate on Sunday, which you're going to be like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I'd like to hear this. Bag of Skittles?
This could... I kept thinking.
Leave
going,
out nothing.
I kept going, oh, yeah, that could cause some heartburn.
Let's see. Go.
I took some Vienna beef hot dogs, four of them.
You had four Vienna beef hot dogs?
Oh, wait, no.
Just for a snackaroo?
For lunch,
He prepared them a certain way, though.
You are going to be huge.
I
was hungry, man.
How'd you prepare them?
I fried them with butter. In a pan. And then I...
Do you cut them? Do you slice them?
I do sear them a little bit.
Okay.
And then I got...
char dogs.
I cut half an onion, chopped that up.
Threw that in there,
sauteed those onions, put it on a bun, and then a big old, you know, dip of mustard over it.
And then what'd you have on the side?
Nothing. Oh, no, I had spicy nacho Doritos.
So you had four Vienna beef hot dogs with onions and mustard.
Grilled onions. Yeah.
And some hot Doritos.
Yeah. And then I went to the Duffy's Christmas party.
Right. And had like some
I was drinking
Fireball shots.
Drinking Coors Light and Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, which it's the best, I think. But
okay.
Was drinking that and closed out the evening with some chicken fajitas and some salsa verde.
That's green salsa.
All right, now let me.
But that was eaten at roughly around. I mean, I went home by 1 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. I didn't have to work on Monday.
What did you eat drunk at your house in the kitchen?
Nothing. Nothing. I just went home and went to bed.
Well, let me just say this. Mm. I'm not a physician.
Uh huh.
But I think the spicy Doritos, Tullamore Dew, and four hot dogs probably caused your heartburn.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
Probably.
And 250 cigarettes.
Yeah. I think it's that I'm getting older where you're kind of like, you remember you used to get a little heartburn? You're like, just have a little Dixie cup of milk and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
That doesn't do the trick anymore. So, yeah, got to watch what you eat.
Thank you, doctor. Gotta watch what you eat. Lay off them four Vienna beef hot dogs and mustard and Doritos.
So
you got to tell your doctor that story when you see him.
Hopefully he listens to the show. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm gonna cancel your appointment.
Do you guys find?
Listen, I just had a great idea.
Yeah. Go.
We gotta start watching what we eat.
That can take off.
Ideas Incorporated.
Right.
Everybody
first,
start watching.
First idea. Business,
we all got to start watching what we eat.
Yeah.
I can't have none of you guys croaking on me not coming up with no ideas.
Yeah.
I hope your doctor appointment goes well. You've inspired me to go to the doctor as
good.
Well.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. We're just getting a little bit older, and I'm like, thought it to myself. I was like, Bill, you can't do this anymore. Even though you're in a store and those spicy Doritos look tempting,
were you crying while you were eating the hot dogs, going, I just can't do this anymore?
No. Pat Cooley was laying on the couch, and I was sitting at the dining room table, and he turns to me, he's like, having some lunch, are you?
Yeah.
And then I was like, well,
enough for a family of four.
No, I was like, there's some dogs in the fridge. You want to fry
there's
them
There's one
up.
Left.
No, I bought. I think
Bill's
I
got a case of 80 hot dogs.
I buy in bulk. Yeah, like,
did you get them off of eBay?
I was at a Food for Less. I was like, ooh, Vienna
beef
hot dogs?
I got 6,000 hot dogs off of eBay for some little place in Tokyo.
Stock it up.
I did 1 year. Believe it or not.
Don't be jealous now.
Believe it or not, I do like my hot dogs. And believe it or not, it was probably this head.
Are you a winter grill guy? I can see you being a winter grill.
I just got one of those.
Grill on the porch guy.
I just got like one of those smaller ones. It's like a small,
little
tiny
butane beauty.
It's a Weber gas grill, like a butane.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I got to fire that up. I haven't used it yet, but the one thing I did, you know, we were talking about buying in bulk in hot dogs.
Yes.
Probably, but Ryan Draper used to be the head chef over at Kevel's Restaurant in
Fantastic
Forest Park.
Guy.
And I remember he used to get the best kosher hot dogs.
Sure.
That was like what they served that on the menu. Like, oh, hey, if you're watching the Sox game, have a best kosher hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just, every time I was at work, I'd be like, throw one of those on there for me. You know, didn't matter. You can
I'm a Nathan's fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
And I was the best kosher hot dog. I turned to him. I was like, where do I get him? I can't get him in the store. And he's like, no, you got to order him from the wholesaler. I was like, I'll tell you what. Just get two cases of hot dogs for me from, you know? And I remember bringing them home. My mom going, what is this? Mm-hmm. There were like 200 hot dogs that I got.
How long
like,
did it take you to go?
Look, Ma, I got 200 hot dogs, it and they threw in a king-size bag of Skittles with it.
They threw in a wheelbarrow full of Skittles.
But I think that's why I want to see hot dogs. And I'm like, you can't just get one little 10-pack. You got to get like 20 or 30.
You must have a field day at Sox Park with all the, they got the jumbo dogs and all that.
I know. What a great place to go eat.
They got jumbo dogs with what you're...
That's a great place to go get heartburn.
Yeah. Jumbo dogs with Rivish, as your dad used to call it. We've brought that up before. Rivish is... What is Rivish? Onions and soy sauce?
We made that up.
Hot onions and soy sauce?
Yes.
Ideas Incorporated.
Right.
That's your first product.
Our first branded food was called Rivish.
That's two V's.
That's two V's.
Yeah.
That's two V's.
That's two V's.
Wow.
The guy at the end of the commercial?
Yep.
Rivish. That's two V's. And then it cuts to a pan of steaming hot sauteed onions and soy sauce.
I don't, when did, why did we come up
with
that?
Being poured into packaging.
We must have come up with that when we were in grade school. I think it's that old.
I think we were at your house, and some there was Rivish on the stove for some reason. And maybe it was a part of like a dish that your mom was making, like she was like making the onions on the side.
I think it was just grilled onions.
I don't know. I just remember your dad sitting there smoking a heater in the kitchen with his legs crossed like this, with his khakis and his uniform on, his shirt.
Yeah.
Blue Oxford shirt, his topsiders. I go, look at that. And he just looked at it and he goes, Rivish.
It's not a real thing.
What is that? What's Rivish? That's Rivish. All right.
God bless.
God bless the Rivish people this year. Oh, anybody who enjoys Rivish?
God bless everyone this St. Patrick's Day season.
Right.
I'm going to start the season off right.
This is the time of year where people start talking about, I got to get down to Florida. I got to get down to Florida.
A lot of that going on.
There's a lot of that going on. Do you have any friends visiting the
Do I have any friends visiting
Florida? You know anybody going to Florida?
Is there anybody we can talk about out here? What
am I, 70?
Right.
Yeah.
You know anybody going to Florida, Doris? No, I don't. I don't know nobody going to Florida. All right?
The old guy at work turns in and goes, how are you, Clay? Good weekend? Hey, you don't know anybody going to Florida soon.
This is kind of probably
sounds like you want to get rid
what
of
we
something.
Actually will sound like in the future.
Sounds
as
like
we
you
get
want
older
me to like
older.
Strap cocaine to my body and take it to Florida. For
Florida,
you.
Heartburn.
You don't know anybody going to Florida, do you?
Hot dogs.
You can take a package down there for me real quick?
Yeah, right.
No, just take the suitcase. Don't open it. Just take it with
I
you.
I got a suitcase full of ideas.
It's
I
full
need
of
to
teddy
drop down there.
Yeah. Filled with teddy bears. Why? You thinking about going down to
FLA,
Bill?
I want to go somewhere warm. Thinking about
go to Texas.
I've never been
sitting
to Florida.
Sitting in dirt.
It's funny. I got a coworker going to Texas tomorrow. He goes
down
to
Dallas.
I've
never been to Florida. Isn't that weird?
You've never been to Florida?
I've never been.
Are you American? You know how many Southern robots are down there?
A lot.
Lots.
You got to get down there. You got to take your kids down there.
It's fun.
It's hot. It's
listen,
good.
If you want to get smarter.
It's hotter than hell.
Take your family to Florida.
Take your family to Florida.
All right.
Show them the locals. Point out the locals from the tourists. Go, that guy's from Florida.
You see that guy over there? He hits his bucket every month. Okay? He takes his kids to Florida every
month. See that guy with the...
You're taking yours to the Dells.
See that guy running from the police? He's from Florida.
Right. Yeah.
No shirt and jeans and a mullet. He's from Florida.
It cuts to a picture of Trump. He vacations there. He's got a big old spot.
He loves Florida.
Yeah.
He gets his orange tan on. Get ready for Trump, everybody. Get ready.
You should meet this guy. He loves Florida. The state, hanging out, you know. Likes going down there.
I'm moving the White House to Florida.
Hell of a guy. He likes baseball. Loves Florida.
Do you say Spaceballs?
He likes that, too. He's a big Mel Brooks fan.
I'm moving the White House to Florida. Can we just get a big crane in here?
Just moving the White House to Florida.
Can you imagine?
That's the most bizarre thing in the world.
It's not a big truck. It takes like 8 months to get there. We're going to make money off of this. The White House goes on tour to Florida.
You don't got
to
pay sales tax.
I'm not going to get a Boeing 747. I'm going to put the White House on a big rig and sit in it.
It's going to be a huge production.
Mm-hmm.
Take it to Florida, plop it right in the swamp.
So what do you plan on eating during this inauguration?
What kind of snacks are you gonna get?
That's an interesting question. You're
the guy that's gonna be sitting around watching it. I'll be at work, but
I mean, I'll be working too, but I'll be in and out. You know, I might have some soup. Just take it nice and easy.
No Vienna beef with a little bit of Rivish and mustard.
No, I'm not having four hot dogs. That's for sure.
Are you a soup guy at home? Do you make soup for
yourself?
I don't,
actually. I make soup maybe once a month.
I don't. I'm not a soup guy. I never go, boy, I'd love some
soup. You know what's good, though? You know what's good?
I like soup.
You're a soup guy?
Soup with a little rye bread and some butter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you're an old poet.
You know, this...
Look at you with your soup and your rye bread and butter like a little poet.
How old are we? This is like the episode of what it would sound like if we were 70.
East Coast Professor style.
Ideas.
East Coast Professor style.
Seeing the doctor.
Yeah. He has soup for lunch.
Yeah.
I mean...
What are you rattling off here?
I said it sounds like this is would be an episode if we were like in our 70s. We're talking about heartburn,
we
the
are
doctor,
in our 70s.
Soup, ideas.
I've been 70 since I was 12.
Yeah.
Me too.
I was drinking scotch. I was
smoking. I'm an old soul.
I was smoking, drinking scotch, reading the newspaper in diners.
And ordering soup for lunch.
Yeah. Ordering a cheese sandwich.
No, I can't tell you the last. People come up to the office and go, they got, you know, go for the half sandwich and soup. It's a much better deal. When you go
That's how you know you're old. You know how you know you're old? Ironically, you start listening to talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
So all you people out there, you're officially old.
Yeah, right. I would love it if there's like a 13. I don't know if a 13-year-old or a 15-year-old kid would resonate.
Did you hear Rush last night?
Oh, my.
You know there's some 12-year-old out there who's like obsessed with it, I'm sure.
With this? This
no,
show?
With like Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's a given.
Yeah. I'm from Houston. I love Rush. I'm 14.
Right.
I'm psycho.
I'm nuts.
Hey, how about this? No. You know, this is weird weather. Did you see that 2016 just got named the hottest year on record ever? And then now this year, I mean, we're going to be in 50. I mean, as this radio, the listening audience is listening on Saturday, it's supposed to be like 58 degrees today. It got up there.
What are you saying, Bill?
It's weird. I mean, this is the dead.
This is like the day after tomorrow.
Are we breaking records, though?
We gotta be. I mean, this is the middle of January.
Are we breaking records?
I don't know. I'll take it, though. I was worried, you know, we were talking
when
earlier.
When we start breaking records, I'll get concerned.
We were talking earlier. We said, boy, it could be a brutal winter with lots of snow.
I think we just did. We just broke a record. We should be concerned.
It's gonna be 140 this summer.
But I'm not arguing, man. I'm loving it.
You're loving the weird weather?
Yeah.
Eventually, we're gonna have to keep moving north because it's gonna be too hot in the summer. Like 120 in July. Like, yeah, I'm in Saskatchewan now.
Well, we better come up with some ideas.
Everyone, I'm telling you,
cool.
Nobody knows this right now, but Minnesota is the next Florida, and I'm getting there before you do.
10,000 lakes. Imagine what you could do.
Yeah.
Hundreds of lakes, vacation communities.
Blonde women everywhere, Norwegians, Swedes, you name it.
Plenty of Indian reservations I can stomp all over on my way in.
Poker chips everywhere.
Uh-huh.
You're going to love this state. There's poker chips everywhere.
Yeah.
I hope he does something crazy on Inauguration Day. Like
he will. It's going to be... I'm, like, super stoked for it.
I think he's... No, he'll be very... I think he'll be very...
I think he's going to be extremely presidential, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I think he's going to know that he's got to take it seriously. But...
I hope so.
I hope he does something cool.
It would be great if he said... if that was what he said when he would come up to him, like, okay, I'm serious now.
Let's be serious.
He pulls out his coaching whistle and he blows on it, and everyone goes quiet, and he goes, time to get serious.
No, he says time to get serious, and then he blows his whistle.
I forgot about the whistle.
He's got a golden whistle. Not many people know that Trump wears a golden whistle around his neck at all times.
Yep.
Yeah, because he saw the scene, the scene in Teen Wolf where the kid was getting the dog whistle.
Well, that was from last week's episode that we talked about. Yeah.
Trump. But yes, that's why.
God, we really went after Trump this episode, didn't we?
You better get
a
used to it.
A lot of episodes.
It's going to be fun for us. I think we're nearing the end of the program here. I want everybody that enjoyed listening to our ramblings for the last hour to know that we love you. We love you.
We do. We're in love with you.
And, you know, if you have ideas of topics and things of that nature that you'd like us to talk about on
the air, drop us a line.
Drop us a line. And you can listen to past episodes of this show at iTunes underneath Free Crack, CRAIC. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to freecrack.com.
Also, visit the Hooli on Facebook and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Stay tuned after this program for the
Crack with Gino and Hooley. They do that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night at 7 p.m. And then stick around after the show for traditional Irish music sessions.
Yeah. This show has been presented by Hibernian Transmedia.
And McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Bill, thank you for joining me for another fun episode. Clay?
It's been your pleasure.
We talked about the song that we were going to play.
Should we play it out?
Yeah.
I don't have my...
From the film Gladiator that we talked about, Tommy Riley.
Yeah.
And Brian Dennehy.
Yeah. This is Seal Killer.
Loneliness, that's a killer.